Strung together in haste, this makeshift camp lies on the outskirts of Mali's capital, Bamako. It's been built by people who've recently fled violence sweeping the country. Among them, Fatoumata Konate. She says when Malian soldiers marched into her village, she thought she would be safe, but instead, they killed her husband. She then describes a wave of attacks carried out by fighters linked to Al-Qaeda and government-backed militias. She says a UN peacekeeping force is based not far away, but has never come to protect the people in her village.
I came here because it is no longer safe in my village. There is so much uncertainty, and the UN soldiers, they just come after the battle, look at what has happened, and then leave again.
14,000 UN peacekeeping troops, mostly from African nations, are stationed in Mali after French troops intervened to stop armed groups from invading the country in 2013, costing nearly $1 billion a year. And with more than 180 soldiers killed, it's the most expensive peacekeeping operation carried out by the UN in terms of money and the lives of its personnel. The UN peacekeeping mission, also known as MINUSMA, says it has the mandate to protect the population, ensure the peace agreement is respected, and assist Malian authorities in building reconciliation. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Mali's prime minister says the mission is not delivering on its mandate to protect the population.
We want to make our people safe. The international community intervened in Mali following the adoption of a UN Security Council resolution in 2013. Malians understood it was to end the war. As soon as a peace agreement was signed, they said they were here to bring peace. But there is no peace to bring. Soldiers are dying. We want to stop the mass killings of our soldiers and of our citizens.
Forces from several European countries have left the UN mission after Mali's junta hired Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group to support its own troops. UN independent human rights experts accuse fighters from Wagner of carrying out extrajudicial killings and torturing people in Mali they are meant to protect. And so, the UN Security Council is meeting to discuss the future of the mission. At stake is the fate of a people seemingly alone and vulnerable in the face of mounting violence.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has criticized Mali's military junta ahead of this UN Security Council meeting. In a statement, he said that he urged a return to a civilian rule. Now, elections are supposed to take place in February 2024, but he also said that he deplored what he describes as the persistent paralysis in the peace agreement that was signed in 2015, with many of the armed groups not respecting the peace agreement and continuing to fight in the north and the center of the country. He deplored what he described as, or he denounced what he described as, a climate of deep mistrust. So this UN Security Council that will be chaired by Russia, a close ally to Mali, well, that will be the issue at hand. Who to trust? Will the UN peacekeeping mission be able to deliver on its mandate? That's what the Malian people want, or the Malian authority want, whilst the UN peacekeeping mission want to see the Malian authority keep to its promise.
All right.
Back to you, Doreen.
Thank you so much. Nicholas Haack reporting from Dakar.